From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In northwest Syria, the Turkish offensive declared Turkey's frontier of Kurdish militia continued unabated Wednesday, with Russia's foreign ministry saying hundreds, including civilians, have been killed since Operation Olive Branch began January 20th. Spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said Moscow is monitoring developments and the situation is a cause of great concern. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said heavy bombardment and airstrikes accompanied ground fighting involving Turkish troops, elements of the rebel Free Syrian Army against the YPG Kurdish fighters. This Kurdish man said many people were wounded in an attack, even though it was a civilian settlement. He said this is not a military area. Doctors have warned of a rapidly declining humanitarian situation, and a dwindling of medical supplies is reported at Afrin's main hospital. Turkey has threatened to expand the operation eastward toward Manbij, now in control by U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters. The Trump administration Wednesday extended the stay of some 7,000 Syrian refugees for 18 months under protected status as the civil war nears its seventh anniversary. The Syrians face the prospect of being returned to their fractured country when their stay was scheduled to expire in March. A Nigerian defense spokesman Wednesday said Cameroonian troops crossed into Nigeria Tuesday in pursuit of separatist rebels. The country faces a split between the majority French-speaking and minority English-speaking communities. Separatists have taken up arms in the past year to press their demand for a separate English-speaking country called Ambazonia. Tens of thousands have reportedly fled to Nigeria from Cameroon as refugees to escape a government crackdown. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department said an intercepting missile failed to bring down an incoming test missile over Hawaii Wednesday, the second such failure in the past year amid tensions over a potential North Korean nuclear attack. Former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer, now crisis management consultant, Cedric Layton said these tests have been going on for years.
It's about a 40% success rate. So when you look at a success rate of that level, it becomes clear that there are going to be operational failures. Now, the idea of launching a target missile from an aircraft and then having that intercepted is maybe not the most realistic replication of a potential launch from a country like North Korea, but it is one of the ways in which the U.S. tests its weapons systems.
The test comes after a recent assessment by the Director of Central Intelligence, who warned North Korea may be just months away from threatening the U.S. mainland with a nuclear strike. The U.S. Wednesday said it's designating the leader of the Islamist Palestinian territories, Ismail Haniyeh, as a terrorist. Along with Haniyeh, the U.S. listed two Islamist groups in Egypt and one in the Palestinian territories as specially designated global terrorists. Polish lawmakers Thursday approved draft legislation setting fines and even jail time for anyone who links Poland to Nazi war crimes. The controversial measure has sparked alarm in both the U.S. and Israel. Russell Stone is professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies.
It appears that what the Polish government was trying to do was to cleanse the image that Poland was in some way complicit with the Nazis and in the concentration camps that existed on Polish soil occupied by Germany during World War II.
A U.S. spokesperson expressed concern over the repercussions of the draft law, which still must be signed by Poland's president. Israel warned against the measure, saying it's an attempt to whitewash history. A train carrying U.S. lawmakers to a West Virginia retreat Wednesday struck a garbage truck in rural Virginia, killing one person. Texas Republican Congressman Roger Burgess was among the passengers.
The train came to a very sudden stop. There was a loud bang, and the electricity went off, and there was a kind of a smell of electrical burning. So you know something terrible has happened.
Two train crew members and three passengers were hospitalized. One lawmaker was examined for a possible concussion. Fatality occurred on board the truck. An investigation is underway. At least 11 people died late Wednesday in a fire that engulfed a home for elderly welfare recipients in northern Japan. Five other residents were rescued from the wooden three-story structure in Sapporo. Zimbabwe said it's issuing 99-year leases to white farmers after new President Emmerson Mnangagwa vowed to end racial discrimination in agriculture. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.